Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam shehakol yeh bevaro.
We discussed the last week with Siyata Deshmaya, the concluding Abrochas HaShachar, returning momentarily, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Macholom Hameichin Mitzadei Gavur Odenus Hatzasher Heichin Mitzadei Gavur. Hashem establishes, Hashem decides where our feet are going to go. Raglei Melichas Osi, we know David HaMelech, as the Alkan Atilim tells us, David HaMelech says that the Eibishter decides where my feet are going to take me. Anyone who was here at the Ravol Bashir last night, Ali Shor, Chelik Sheni, mentions this Yalkut, and he says, you see that David HaMelech got to a Madrega when the Torah so inundated his entire being, his very Atzmius, that you got get to a certain Madrega in Ruchanius that even if you wish to go someplace else, your feet instinctively and automatically are only going to take you to the base Knesset, the base Medrash, how you get to such a Madrega where the Torah is so infused into your being. And that means that the Torah infuses your Bechinas HaRuchni, your Koach HaNeshama, the Bechinas HaSeichel, and all the Mitzvahs Ma'asios intertwined with the Ramach Evarim and the Shesal Gidim, by performing the mitzvah, you're thereby infusing Kedusha into each respective limb and sinew, ad kedei kach, that your body becomes a walking kli, a walking vessel, that only knows instinctively and automatically to do the Ratzon HaMori. David says, I get up in the morning, even if I want to go someplace else, I can't even help it. My raglai melich hasosi, my feet take me to the base medrash. Why? Because if you go ahead, after so many years of hergel, of running through a base medrash and doing mitzvahs with your raglayim, then the next thing you know, your feet know only to do one thing, and that is to take you exactly where you need to go to do the Ratzon HaBorei. We mentioned it's certainly not coincidental on the very first Machlokes, on the manifestation of the Hanekudas HaChilik, the point of distinction between Yaakov on the one hand and Esav on the other. Where's the first Machlokes, the first point of dispute that they illustrate for us? Let's go to the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Vayisrotzitzu Abana Mekirba. Where are they running? Where's the Koach Avritza? But they don't have a Chira yet. They're not even born yet. Teretz says, you see that there's something so ingrained in them. And that Esav from the very outset, what is he doing? Esav is already running to go ahead and worship Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov, the Umah, so unconscious to his brother Esav, Yaakov is running to get out, to run to the base Knesset, the base Medrash. That's already ingrained into his Etzem Ahos, and that's all he knows. Where are the feet taking you? That's Meichim Mitzadei Gavur. And then we continue. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Ha'ozeh Yisro B'Gvura. Hashem girds us with strength. Hashem gives us a chagura, a figurative belt of strength, of Gevura. So we did mention last week, the idea that the Bach, that the Taz, that the Vilna Gaon all note, that you can't daven if it's a case of Liberoas Erva. It can't be that your heart sees the Erva, and thus you need to wear a gartel. If not a gartel, the belt suffices. The post can even say, the elastic on underwear will go in and suffice. But the point is that there was a Chagura, there was a belt that divided between the upper part of the body and the lower part of the body to make sure that there's something dividing, separating between the lev and the seichel and the mokama erva. And that's Ozeh Yisroel B'Gvura. And now we say, as the Gemara explains in Brachos Daf Samach Amud Beis, when a person puts on his or her belt, and when you gird yourself in the morning, and that's a time to thank Hashem for giving us the Gevura. And the question, of course, is, what shaychus? Writes Rav Mecklenburg, the author of Ksav VaKabbalah in his Perush Iyun Tefillah on the Siddur. Chagiras Ezer hu lahafsik bein libo l'erva, similar to the Gra and the others, it's to go ahead and divide between your heart and the Mokum Erva. But what is it all about, and why do we mention in conjunction with this idea that Hashem gives us a Givure, he gets us dressed in the morning with strength? Continues the Ksav VaKabbalah. Opola hagashmis azos taor lachagiras klima choma pnimis lahavsik levaltum in a lave es ervos hativos hativios. And by donning that chagur in the morning, what are we doing? We're now making ourselves fully aware. Hey, wait a second. I have to go in and separate between my lave and my erva. And must be the what? That'll be ma'or us to start getting together the klima choma. Throughout Tanakh, we find that anytime soldiers put on their suits of armor, put on their weaponry, anytime they donned their claim of Chomer, their claim Zion, it's a lotion of Ozer. That's what we see the Navi uses. It's a lotion of girding yourself with the appropriate claim of Chomer. This is a spiritual war. It's a claim of Chomer apnimis, and it awakens you by putting on the external, the same way the Sefer Chinuch writes, and in other places, that the Pulos HaChitzonios HaMashpia, and they exert an influence over the Pulos HaPnimios. So too, if you want to awaken that desire to say, that's time to fight a war. It's time to fight a machama. Go ahead and put on your weaponry. Put on the belt. And what is that doing? Who's the real me? The real me is my upper half of the body. The real me is my seichel, is my ruchni, is my lev, and my hergish. That's the real me. Everything else, the taivas are rooted in. The mocha erva, the taivas agashmi is v'chulei. Be mafsik and be mavatum in a lev. As ervas ataivios ativios. Azor is used. And lachagiras claim a chama. Ki ataiva ativis is chaska beodim in urov. The base loss, greeds, and desires strengthen within a person already from his fledgling years. The tzorach givura gedola lachnia. And it requires a tremendous givura to be machnia, to subjugate it, to make it subservient. And that's ezo gibar koves yasiso mishnah perkelvis. You have to be koves yasiso. The metaphor of the wagon driver who's got the reins on the horse, and you're controlling the horse. You're controlling the taiva, which direction is it running in? Who's going to overpower it, the horse or you? You got the reins. The reins, girding yourself with the reins. And that is being ma'orer, the machama apnimis, and that's koshim yikom machama shebe olam. That is the most difficult of all machamas. And that's why we have to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gemara says in Sukkah, the bottom of Daphne and Basim and Aleph, Amar of Yitzah, B'chol Yom Yom Yitzah, Shalot and Misgabar Olof. Every single day, Yitzah is getting stronger and stronger. V'mole HaKadosh B'chol Yisrael, Lo Yochol and Eltzko. Without Hashem's help, it is impossible to overcome and to vanquish the Yitzahara. Now, parenthetically, you mentioned in the past, our Moshe Shapiro explains, what is the Gemara indicating? And why does the Gemara have to make it so brazen and bold that without God's involvement, you cannot overcome the Yitzahara? Maybe I can. Teretz is, Hashem set it up in such a way that the Ebeshter says, you should ask for Siyata Dishmaya. I want to do this together with you. Ata taset shacho, avaniya set shali. You do what you've got to do and I'll do what I have to do. Explains Moshe Shapiro, look at what the Gemara is being modi along. The Gemara is informing us that Hashem set it up in a way, and you got the Yitzhar Tov fighting with the Yitzhar Hara. Rig zuviyat techato, Gemara Bochas Tavei, liolam yirgazodam Yitzhar Tov Yitzhar Hara. That's 50-50. The Gemara is informing us it's not 50-50. It's 60-40 to the advantage of the Yetzer Hara. It's at least 51-49. If you want to overcome the Yetzer on a regular basis, writes the Gemara, you need a Kodesh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya. Ve'amoli a Kodesh Baruch Hu Ozro. Without God coming to your aid, to your assistance, lo yochol, efshor lanatzcho. You cannot vanquish the Yetzer Hara. Why did Hashem do it? It's not fair. You're right, it's not fair. It's because Hashem says, I want to do this with you. I want to do this together with you. I want you to daven for Siyata Dishmaya, and don't worry. Habal Atayr Masayin also. Magus Tav Yudam Abayis, Bederach Shon Amotza Leilech, Amolich and also. I will be Molech you. I will take you where you need to go. I will be Mechem Etzadi Gover. Right after Mechem Etzadi Gover, Hashem is controlling our limbs. Hasando, if Hashem is doing it, then Davin, then Hashem should give you the Gevura that you can control and subdue on the Bechin of the Yetzahara, and you have to Davin for Siyata Rishmaya. So that's what the Ian Tfilah, Aram Eklenberg, the Xama Kabbalah, continues to say. This is the greatest Macham. And the Gemara is telling us that Yetzer Levodim Kasha. And even if you think you subdued the Yetzer and you got him once, he's going to come back, reawaken himself, and he's going to be Mezgaber. However, Hashem says, I am always Omid Liminat Sadik Abuch Betov, Umetzar Atzma Ladaka Yetzer Levo. Someone who says, you're interested in destroying the Yetzer, then Yasreel Mimorim, Hashem will help you from the heavens on high. And the Ezer Eloki, that's the Mechuvan in the Baruch of Ozei Yisrael B'Gevura. Ki hu levada yisparach hamazreini chaya l'machom ezu apnimis, I need siyata reshmai Hashem, is the one who is giving me the strength, he's giving me the Gevura, so that I could emerge victorious over my Yitzhar on a continuous basis. Lachnia kamay v'ovay nafshi tachtai, the way I can always emerge the victor is what? Knowing that I'm doing it ach v'rak v'siyata reshmaya. That's the idea of, and we're thanking Hashem, we're asking Him, Hashem is Ozo Yisob Gevura, Hashem is girding us with the Gevura. What does that mean? What's in my arsenal? Gevura, what's the Gevura? Hakov Yisitzur, the ability that we could go in and subdue and put the reins on Yitzhara. We can't do it ourselves. That's why it's got to be one of the brachas. Who's doing it? Ozo Hashem is Ozo Yisob Gevura. Hashem is giving us the Gevura. We can never muster up the requisite Gevura. Mitochenu, mikirbenu. We can't do it ourselves. We need to daven each and every morning when we get up in the morning. You put on your belt, and what does that say? I'm putting on my belt, I'm getting dressed, I'm putting on my bullets, I'm putting on my weaponry, I'm putting on my crossbow, I'm putting on whatever the means in our arsenal. But it's going to be ma'or, the tzadik ashmim is ma'or, what's taking place in the tzadik ruchni. Hashem, give me the strength. Give me the armor that I need to find my yitzhara. Hashem alone is giving us that gevura, and He only gives it to the Jewish people. We don't find that Hashem is giving that siyata d'shmayim yachedus to the goyim. And the end of the day, Hashem is giving us a miyuchadik siyata d'shmayim, and thus we're margish ozi yisrael yisrael b'davka. Hashem is ozi yisrael b'gevura. Now, as we mentioned last week, the diak of both the Bach and the Taz and Or Chaim Simen Mem Vav Hilchas Berachas Hashachar and the Kuda brought out by the Gra as well. Just read you the lashon of the Gra. Out of all the Berachas Hashachar, there are only two blessings that we make mention of Yisrael. Av Yisrael, we highlight, Hashem is Ozer Yisrael B'Gevura, and Hashem is Oter Yisrael B'Sefara. Why are these the only two selected that we highlight B'Davka, the Yisrael Afuki, the Goyim? Writes the Gra a few short lines. Ozer Yisrael V'Oter Yisrael, B'Yuri HaGra Yimeinom and Brachas, Ki Beis Brachas Eilu Shayich L'Das Yisrael. They're only shaykh to the Jewish religion. Shetzarech chagura mishum libo roes erva. The guy don't have that concept. We mentioned more than once the story of, true story, the Jewish girl on Queens College campus, who a few years ago, she was waiting and knocking on the bathroom door, and there was a woman who was in the bathroom for an extended period of time. She started getting nervous. It was 15 minutes, 20 minutes, started banging on the door. Finally, the woman comes out, says, "Are you okay? You were in there for a very long time." She says, "Yeah, don't worry. I just needed a quiet place to pray." And this Arab woman went into the bathroom to pray. There's no concept of that Kedusha. There's no concept. Just find a quiet place to pray. We have Hashem helping us out. And we have a din of what? Of Nikias, of Kedusha Ubatara in the context of our tefillah. We can't daven to Hashem without any clothes. We can't daven to Hashem in a smelly place. We can't daven if we have tzoa, if we have merik lime around. They're halakas and they're poskim to talk about catheters. And if you don't smell anything and if you don't see it, then they're ready, they're certain heterim. But Madera Klaus, certainly, this idea of Liboros Erva, the Goyim don't have it, is part and parcel of their halacha. And that's Ozei Sobekvuro. We have to go and wear a belt, and we have to have some separation, dividing between the upper half of the body and the lower half of the body. You're not allowed to go without the head being covered. Lachin Masker Kan Yisrael. And that's why so, because we have a concept of what? The head has to be covered, and even though it's only a midas chasidus to go out and cover the head, but not in davening. If any, you're going to mention the name of Hashem, then it's medina de gemara already. Anytime you have an askari, you mention the shem Hashem, avada, then you have to go ahead and be poris sudra al reshe. You have to go in and put the kerchief, the scarf over your head. You got to go in and wear a yarmulke. So even though, when it comes to yarmulke in general, from the sugyas in shas and kedushin chesam and aleph lam and aleph lam and aleph shabbos kufin vav amud beis, one walks away from the gemara that it's only a Chassidus. It's not a chiyuv to go in and don a yarmulke, and that is how the Gra comes out in his Bira Gra and Shulchan Aruch. It's only a minas chassidus, but nowadays writes the Mishnah Berurah based on the Taz and Siman Tesef Kohen Gimel and the Chuvas Marimi Bron and Siman Lamed Beis. Nowadays it's a halacha chiyuvit. Why? You're obligated because of the chukas ha-goyim, that goyim go ahead and they come into a room, they take off the yarmulke, they take off any head covering, we have to bedavka keep it on. So even though Rav David Tzvi Hafman has a tshuva in Malami Lahoel, on a korum there are ways, nowadays you could be makil, but Rav Avdi Yosef writes in Yechamadas, And Chelek Dalad, that Sof Kol Sof, nowadays that we recognize a religious Jew based on a Yarmulke, now there's even a Shaila Marasayan to go walking in the streets. Because of Marasayan, you should be dafka make sure to have a Yarmulke on. But Allah Chalamais, you're only Mechuyiv to wear a Yarmulke when you mention Shem Hashem in the context of a Brocha, of Kriya Shema, of Davening. So now that we're getting up in the morning to Daven, to recite the brachas, and we put on our tefora, Ote Yesoba tefora, we put on not just our pair, our adornment and our splendor, and we find the terminology of Ote Yesoba tefora. And where do we find such a lashon? We turn to the Navi Yeshaya, beginning at Parasamach Beis, and there we find the Navi Yeshaya, and when we talk about, and this is the Haftorah Parshas Nitzavim, so Sosis Hashem, and that Hashem is going to go ahead and give us unbelievable spiritual garments, Kechasin Nechai Pe'er, Nechakala Tadeh Chilel, and when we come to Achros Hayomim, Ki Hashem Yatzmiya Tzedoko Tehila Neged Kol Goyim, and then what do we find? Vayisa Teres Teferes Biyan Hashem, and we are going to be what? You will be a crown of splendor in the hand of Hashem. Hashem is going to give us a crown of splendor. That's a teres tiferes we say in Kiddush Levana. A teres tiferes lamusei vatem. Hashem is going to give us an atara, a crown of splendor. That's going to be, and the teres tiferes every morning we get up in the morning, Ote Yisabat Tefaro, and we put on the yarmulke, which is symbolic of the ruchaniistic, a crowning glory of knowing that the Shekhinah now dwells on top of us, the same way that the Rosh and other Rishonim talk about putting on the tefillin right after Ote Yisabat Tefaro, because that's the pair chacham shalach, and that's the tefillin, the bechinas ha-pair. That's what we go ahead and don, and that's what we're going to don lachros hayomim. That's why it's very interesting, because nowadays, what do we say? And nowadays we have the minig by a chosin when a person gets married, the minig bought and all the mehagin yisuin is, and that we take ashes and we rub it in the makam tefillin. And I guess tefillin is called a pair, but now we're in a state of avelus, we're in a state of the churban abayis, ovo mu'ulo ba'afar. And we, what? Anochi ofer be'efer, and we take the efer, the ashes, and we take efer, and we put away by a makam tefillin sharosh, by the makam. And what is Afer? Osios pear intermingled. Dahainu, Afer ashes. That's what a noble eats. He eats Tishbav. What do we eat? We sit in the floor, we eat bread dipped in ashes. And now in the Golas, it's Osios Afer, Aleph, Peresh, and Balasalava. What is it going to be? Osios Afukas from the Hapuchu, and it's going to be turned into pear, and the exact opposite, the antithesis of Afer, it's going to be Mamash the pear, Per Chachama Shalacha, and that's going to be the glory of mankind. That is unique to Yidden, and we have a concept that when we daven, we have to have our head covered, and that is Ose Yisob Gvura Libo Ros Erva Din Miyuchad to Yidden in their davening. Ote Yisob Safara Din Miyuchad to Yidden in their davening. That's the Taz, the Bach, and the Grah. That's why Davken, these two, do we mention the ending of Yisrael. Piggybacking in this Yisrael, listen to a Gavalik of Bnei Yisrael, the Din of a Rebbe, who writes in his Igra to Kala Pashas Tzav as follows. And what's the very first Avoda that the Kohen does in the morning in the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash? Truma Sadeshin. And when he does the Truma Sadeshin, which is an Avoda, and he does the Besimcha, he's got to wear the Big Day Kahuna. And now the Kohen Hedger dance what? For Big Day Kahuna. And what do you have? You have the Kutones, you have the Michnasai and the Michnasebar, you have the Avnet, and you have the Mitznefes. The Avnet is the Bechin of the Chagura of the belt, and the Mitznefes is the Kova, is the hat. So now let me read you a Pasuk. Aloch Lamaisam, he did in the Gemara, Kohen Hedger, when he does Shuvah Shanai, all he's doing is cleaning out ashes, and we know many Mefarshim, Avada, when you're starting the Aschola, though what? It's got to be, it's a Maisa Avoda, and they did it B'Simcha, as Rameir Gova spoke this past Shabbos. First you got to clear out the old, and you got to make space for the new, and that's the same idea, Maralis Marich, that anytime you want to start something new, you got to clean out the old. Notice how the word Techila explains the Maral, shares the same shorish, the identical etymology as a halal. What is a halal? A corpse. Or a halal is a vacuum, is a void. What is a beginning? A techila. Techila, the same shoresh of ches lam and lam. It explains the Maral. If you want to do a techila, you want to do any maisa techila, the haschalas ha'inyan, you want to start something new, first you got to do what? You got to make a void. You got to clear space. Make it a halal, a vacuum, and get rid of everything else. If you want to go to the next world, first you have to be a halal, you have to be a corpse. Only when you have the total destruction of that halal and the person becomes a corpse, only then could you begin a new techila. That's where Rabbi Akiva, the Sugya Diyadamakas, Chavdal and Abbas, why we see Mitzachek, when he saw the Shu'olim Hochamo, the lowly foxes scurrying through the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's only happy when he sees what? That the space is completely empty. Dahainu, it's not even habitable by mankind anymore. Only when it's a Chalal Mamash, when it's an utter sheer vacuum, when it's a total void, only then can I have a Tchila Chanosha. As long as there are still people here using it, utilizing it, that I don't know that I ever got to that stage and I'm ready to begin anew. Now that I see it's Mamash Bebechinus a zero, it must be that I'm ready to start. You want to do construction, you got to clear away the old, and you got to make space. This is a haskala. The beginning is Tumas Hadeshet. So let's read the Pasuk of Parshas Sa. Perek Vav Pasuk Gimel. Beautiful Diak of the Bnei Yisrael. V'lavosh HaKohen Mido Bad. And what is that Rashi says? Based on the Sefra. Hiakutones. And what is Mido? Mido is, it has to be Kemidaso. It has to be precisely fitting. So he puts on the Ketonet. U'michnasei Bad. Yobash HaBasaro. And he puts on the Mechnasayim. That are now going to be on his flesh. V'heirim Esadeshin. Shetuch La'ishas Olam. Al ha mizbech, masama itza mizbech. And then poshenis, we go to velos begadim acheru, hotzi esadeshe. See, he puts on what begadim, the Gemara says clearly, he's got to put on dalet bigli akuna. Asamayis also, so where is the mention of avnate and the mitznefes? How come they're not here? Amimonoshach, if you want to tell me that what we are, so then don't mention any of them. And I'll know from the Gemara that it's a chelik of the avoda sayom, and any avoda demands the donning of the four garments, miyuchat to the kohen etchet. So why do we pick two and only highlight two out of the four? Right, so Dinah Rabbi, because what is this, the beginning of the day? At the beginning of the day, we get up in the morning, we say Brachas HaShachar, and what do? We're starting the Avoda, Tzvila Mamakam Avoda Niskana. Every single Jew, even if you're not the Kohen Hedjo, you have to do what? You have to put on Ozer Yisrael B'Gevura, you have to put on your Avnate, you have to put on your belt, you have to gird yourself with that, and you have to put on your Kova, you have to put on your Yarmulke, you have to put on your cap. Amela, the Kohen isn't ready doing something that the Yisrael does. He already has to have his belt in Yamakal when he gets up in the morning. All he has to add now is the Midobah, the Ketonet, and he has to add the Mechnasayim. Amela, that's why he's up to the Merabah. Oze Yisrael, not just the Kohanim. Oze Yisrael B'Gevura. Ote Yisrael B'Tefara. Every Jew, you're going to go out and say, well, yeah, Begodim, putting on fancy Begodim for davening, for getting up in the morning. That's reserved for the Kohanim who are charged with the honorable task of doing the Avodah in the Mishkan. We don't have, no, you have to wear two out of four of those garments. You too need to have a belt. You too need to have your afnei, and you also need a mitznevet. You need your kovah for davening. You need to put something on the head. Amela, the Kohen does that too. All he's got to do now is add the ketonet and the mechnasei bad, and that's the din of a rebbe and igra de kala. And again, that's what's going on. Ozi yeshuva gvura and ote yeshuva tafara, and that's something that every single yid has to be doing as well. And that's the pair. That's the crown and glory. And that's recognizing by putting on the yarmulke that I'm acknowledging that there's a God in heaven above me. And that's kedei shetei a masa de malka alecha, as the mother of Nechama Yitzchak told her son, I put on the yarmulke, and it'll always be a reminder that this neighbor showed this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is guiding you every step of the way. And we know stories of Bali Tshuva and Eish HaTorah all the time, that wearing the yarmulke on top of it holds people back from doing avirus, because you're not going to go into the same places, you're not going to eat in the same places, and at the end of the day, that provides a gemaltik shmira, and that is Ote Yisob HaTorah. But as we pointed out, it is not limited to the yarmulke. As Rishonim point out, it's also talking about the teferes of the crown and glory of the tefillin. And that, of course, is something that always unites us with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Somebody asked me recently, they had their son's anachas tefillin, and they asked me to get involved. There was something about with the son, and putting on the tefillin, teaching him about what tefillin are essentially all about. And then he asked me an interesting question. We know, Chazal told us, that we have three osos. We have bris milah, os bris kodesh. We have Shabbos, ki osi beni leveinechem. And we have v'hoyu lecha le'os al yadcha. In the lashon of Tanah, we have three osos. We have the tefillin, we have bris milah, and we have the os of Shabbos. Now we know you always have to be nicker by two osos. You need two signs, just like you need two edim to testify that you're Jewish. You need two osos to testify that you belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So during the week, the Jewish male has bris milah, and he has tefillin, and Shabbos delav zman tefillin hu. Then we have Shabbos, and we have bris milah. Why are these the osos? What's going on here? The chora, the idea, one of the many ideas, perhaps, is as follows. When it comes to bris milah, that's the only one of the three that's here with us 24/7, 365. as we pointed out, the Cheskuni, the Sforno, Parshas Lech Lecha, the Maral, the Gorari, Parshas Bo, if you're an Eved Hashem, the first thing you have to do is engrave and bet into your body that I belong to God. If you have sheep, Lahavdil, you want to brand them and stamp them and say, these sheep belong to me. If you're the Germans, Yemach Shom, Zichrom, you want to give a number and say, that's it, they belong to me. So we belong to Hashem. You got to put a mark and engrave embed into your body, even if you might not be wearing any clothes and you might not have a yarmulke on your head. You might not be wearing tzitzis. Menachas Memdala David Melech says, even when I'm in the base of Merchatz, when I'm in the mikvah, I always have the reminder of Bris Milah that I belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Os Bris Kodesh. It's engraved. It's stamped into your anatomy. It's the very first mitzvah that's performed on the child, because before you do anything else, you have to stamp a person and brand him as an Eved Hashem. Mark him as an Eved, and that is the man. That's a separate shear. Why the woman doesn't have that inyan? It's not the pshat. She's missing out on that. She doesn't need to have the maila. Am Rabbi Yochanan, an isha is kamad demiyalei dami. She already kilo already has that circumcision. She doesn't have that same koach hataiva of the man. But that's again a separate shmuz. Upon him, you stamp yourself that you're an Eved, and that's the one that's with you 24/7. Because without that, it's not shy to do any mitzvahs. Every mitzvah that I do henceforth in life is mevusas and miyusan on the fact that I'm an Eved Hashem. And that's 6:12. It's one of the mitzvahs hashkulos. It equals the other mitzvahs. As the Shabbos, as the tefillah. But there are other mitzvahs shkulos. We have seven mitzvahs shkulos, so that can't be the nekuda miyuchedes. But this is the basic. The basic os is, this is my sign. And os says, I put a sign on me that says, I belong to Hashem, and I'm proud to declare such to myself and to others. That's os bris kodesh. And then we have Shabbos, and then we have tefillah. Halachaira, these two are taking each other's place. It's not two that you have to have with you. That means by definition that if during the week I have tefillin, and then when I get to Shabbos and I jump tefillin and now I have Shabbos, that means that they're more or less serving similar roles. During the week, this is the one that I use, and on Shabbos, this is the one that I use. So what's the Tana Shavuot? What's the common denominator? Let's go to Brachas Tavam Vam and Aleph. And the Gemara says that just as we wear tefillin, Hashem Yisborach dons tefillin. And what does it say in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael, Shem Kenesh Shemachar. What does it say in Hashem's? Mika Mechaisol, Geyach Baratz. Hashem Amart Ayom, Shem Amirch Ayom. We have one God exclusively, and God says, I have one people exclusively. Hashem's highlighting us, and we are highlighting him. That's tefillin. Tefillin is that I belong to Hashem, and Hashem belongs to us, lafuki the goyim, to the exclusion of the goyim. And not only that, bris milah is something private, is something personal. And we don't show off our bris milah to the goyim of the world. It's not something that's seen on a regular basis. On the contrary, it's a mokum muchusa, a mokum mutzno. We're machasa our mokum erva. And in davening, you can't even have liberos erva. Ela what? That's my personal recognition that I'm an Eved Hashem. But now I have an os klape other people. Klape other people, the goyim of the world. The goyim will see the tefillin on us, and they will be afraid. Rabbi Tzalal Landau writes in Agon Chasmi Vilna, it was the mice of the Vilna Gaon. I was locked up in jail. Somebody was marching on the grove, and I got him locked up in jail, and he was brought in front of the court. And he had, of course, he wore his tefillin, tals and tefillin all day long. And when it came time, when the judge asked the Vilna Gaon to stand up, he stood up and he took the talus off his head and he showed the tefillin to Rosh, and the judge began to shudder and to shake uncontrollably, and he says, tell this person he's off the hook. Please just get him out of the courtroom. And he don't play games. And all the mice, the girl was at an inn one night, and the Goyish innkeeper started beating up a fellow Jew when Yidden got up to Davin Vasikin. And the girl heard the noise, and the girl went over and he just showed his tefillin Sharosh, and the innkeeper was shaking so uncontrollably, he ran out of his own inn. So, and they asked the Vilna Gaon, how come we were also wearing tefillin by Vasikin, and the innkeeper was beating us up, how come not you? He says, because the Gemara says, Elu tefillin shebarosh. It doesn't say Elu tefillin shal arosh. It says, you're wearing your tefillin on your head. I'm wearing my tefillin inside my head. Do you take the messages of the tefillin and put them inside the rosh? It doesn't say, what are they going to be afraid of? Elu tefillin shebarosh. Not be shebarosh. The tefillin are my al arosh. Yeah, but I'm wearing my tefillin in my head. I'm taking the messages, the parshios, and I'm inculcating my brain. I'm putting them, imbuing them into my psyche. That's Elu Tefillin Sheberosh. We said in the past the story of the Briskarov. Briskarov, for many years, had a minion inside his house. So the Brisker Rav, one day he was standing by the door as people were leaving after the minyan, and he said, oh, "Okay, Gantalg, whatever, get the morgan, Boker Tov, everyone was have a great day." And all of a sudden, a yid came by in his tefillin, and the Brisker Rav looked at him and he says, "Make sure to get your tefillin checked today." Okay, Brisker Rav tells him to get his tefillin checked today. He goes to the sofa right away, and Taka, they open up the parshas and see that the tefillin apostle comes back to the Brisker Rav. He says, "Rabbi, Torah hevel amanani tzarech. I didn't know the Rebbe has ruach hakodesh. Mamash nisam. How did he know my tefillin apostle?" Says, "What do you mean? Chazal say v'ro ka'am yarsh k'shem Hashem nikra alach v'yorim imeko. They're going to be afraid. You walked by and I didn't tremble. If I didn't tremble when you walked by with your tefillin kosher, must be that your tefillin not kosher. I don't know about you, but I don't tremble, unfortunately, every single time." So that's someone who's living tefillin shebarosh. He trembled because he was makir. What the parshas are all about? He didn't tremble when he saw this tefillin. Igle milsa, must be that the apostle. This is an os, and it says that we're different, that we connect to a Kodesh Boko. It's an os, ik shatim la osa yadcha, and the Torah is bein enecha, and the goyim have no shaykhis to tefillin. That's why, what's in the parashas? Shema Yisrael. What's in the parashas? It's Yisrael Shayim. I have no shaykhis to that. That's an os that we're mafarsim to the world. During the week, we're mafarsim, and this instills fear. How lefini is daiti, Shabbos is what a switch. Tefillin is, they see it, and they're afraid. And Shabbos, come Shabbos Kodesh, we drop the tefillin, and now it's also an os, and they see it, they see us keeping Shabbos, they're not afraid of us keeping Shabbos, but it's an awe, it's a Yiras Aromos. It's not a Yira of a Pachet, it's now a Yiras Aromos. That's what we're working up towards. The Hainu, it's also an os. The mile of the os of Shabbos is, on Shabbos we get to a Zayim Adrega, it's a Vada nos klape, what? The Goyim, because what do we know about Goyim? Amar of Yechanan, Sanhedrin and Chesam Beis, Goy Shashomas Chayamisa. A Goy is also for him to do Shabbos. That means what? That even though tefillin, let's say a guy wants to put on tefillin, halacha ma'aseh, if he wants, he can put it on. You might not have the magical, mystical effects. You might not have the trembling. But if he wants, he can put a guy who wants cannot keep Shabbos. That means that there's a havdola gemura. Al-Havdil, that is the Havdil Mekor Shachol, that it's even more of a tokef of an os, come Shabbos, because that the Goyim, even if they wish to do so, they can. And if they desire to do so, the Taker Chayimisa. And that means it's a greater os. But what's the greater Madrega? Tefillin is the os during the week that instills fear, and that they have no Shaychas. Come Shabbos, it's not a fear, it's an awe, it's a Yiras Aromos. Well, look at Shabbos, look at this gift that the Jewish people have. It's the os that takes over Tefillin, that's commensurate with our respective Madrega. Come Shabbos, those are the Riosos, but the Phineas Night, that's right, you don't need three, you only need two Freitas. So Shabbos is now taking over the Mokum of Tefillin, and has to start with Bris Milah. That's the starting point of it all, to be an Eved, and then you have Shabbos, which is Ahonu Madrego. So now we say, get up during the week, and what is it? Oh, to Yisrael, Tavar Hashem, crowns. Klai Yisrael, with Tefar, and that is Teferis. That is the crowning glory. Why are the Tefillin called Teferis? So we explained in the past that what Yaakov is all about is Midas Teferis. Teferis is Torah. Yaakov is Midas Teferis. Kaidua, Pi the Zohar, Kisvei Ari, all in the Kabbalim. What is Teferis? Teferis is the Mizug, is the ensuing synthesis when you sprinkle Chesed into Din. When you take the Chesed of Avraham Avinu and you unite it and fuse it with the Din of Yitzhak Avinu, that produces Teferis, because that is the crown. What happens when I see Hashem act in this world? Sometimes we see Hashem act in Chesed and we recite a Tilva Meitim. Sometimes we see Din and we recite a Dayan Emes. What is the crowning glory? When we come to the recognition that everything is coming from what? Hamakim Yenachem Eschem. Everything is originating and emanating forth from one Makom, one singular place, and that's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And thus we mentioned many times the famous Hassam Sefer, that Moshe Rabbeinu was troubled, Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'tovlo, Hashem, I don't understand the age-old question that bothers everybody, why in the world do the righteous suffer, do the wicked prosper? Hashem says, Amar Lazer Malamei, Sherlo Kesher Shel Tefillin. All of a sudden he sees the Kesher Tefillin, he has all the answers. What answer did he get? Writes a Sam Sefer, when you look at a person from the front, you see two distinct straps, two Ritzuos, Nifrodos, and that's what, when you see in this world, from our mortal man's view, you see two distinct Ritzuos, one Keneged Chesed, Keneged Avraham Avinu, one Keneged Din, Keneged Midaso Sheyitzik Avinu, and you think it's two separate Hanhogas of the Borei Olam, and that is how we perceive it, and also make a Tovah Meitim in the dynamis. In the future, Hashem's going to show us how they all came from the same place. In the future, we're going to make a Tovah Meitim on everything. Hashem says to Moshe, you know what, I'll give you a glimpse of the future. Come behind stage, come backstage. I'll take you behind the curtains, and now look at me from the back. From the back, what do you see? Malami Cherlo Kesher Shel Tefillin. Shows him the knot, and what do you see by the knot? That the two straps come from the same makom, come from the same place. And you only know that when you go behind stage and you see Kesher Sotfilin Me'achorah. That's Midas Teferis. The crowning splendor and glory of Hashem is when you don't see God being the Snai Klape Chayshol with Midas HaChesed exclusively, Midas HaDin exclusively. Oh, you're saying now Hashem is a Barachman, and now He's exacting Din V'Mishpah. No, Teferis says it's all the glory, it's all good, it's all the crowning splendor and glory. That's Teferis. That is Tefillin. That's exactly Pe'er. Tefillin is Pe'er Chalchav Shalacha, Pe'er, the Shorash of Teferis. It's a crowning glory, because Tefillin itself represents the union, the synthesis of the Chesed of Avram merging with the Din of Yitzhak Avinu. When's the first time that they merged? It's very Gishmak. When's the first time that the Midas of Avram and Yitzhak united as one? When do we first read Vayechu Shneim Yachtov? When by Akedas Yitzchak? What happens to Akedas Yitzchak? Avram Avinu, the ultimate Baal Chesed, is now walking hand in hand with Yitzchak, the ultimate Baal Din. And when what? Only when he ties him down on the Mizbeach. What is that? The first demonstration of Avoda, the first demonstration of tying down, of Tefillin, of tefillah to the nth degree. Tefillin is straps tying down. Who's the first one who got tied down by straps? It's not a Krovus Yitzchak, it's a Kedus Yitzchak. Tying him down, that's Yitzchak, the Yomen HaTefillah, that's tefillin as straps, that's Midas HaDin. They were united as one by a Kedus Yitzchak, that's Vayechu Shneim Yachtov, and that is the Midas Teferis, that is the tefillin. So it's a reference to the Yarmulke, and also to the Tefillin Mekusher, to Klal Yisrael, the Goyim Ebn HaShaychus, those are the two Yisraels. And now we finish up with Siyata Dishmaya. Baruch Ata Hashem, Alokeinu Melech Haolam, Anosen LaYoyev Koach. Hashem gives a strength to those who are tired. Not just a reference to physical strength, obviously. So talking about Ruchniyistik strength. You open up Pirkei Avos. Who's stronger, a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old? I had to get young 20-year-old guys to lift heavy objects. No, he writes the Mishnah Novus Parakei Mishnah Chavalev Aben Esrim Lirdov Ben Shloshim LeKoach. What Koach? It's a new Ruchniyistik Koach. And the Leviim, 30 years old, it's a whole new Madrega. 30 years of Koach. There's a unique Gavaldik Koach that comes at the age of 30 years old. Hashem gives Koach to the Yoiv to what? To tired. Is that the Hebrew word for tired, or what is the Hebrew word for tired? Is it Ya'ev or is it Ayev? It should be Ayev. What's going on over here? Listen to a beautiful Rosh Hashanah. Because what Rosh Hashanah is bothered by is if this is simply a bracha, Hashem, you gave us the koach. So what's it doing as the second to last bracha? I get up in the morning. I can't do anything. If I don't have koach, I can't go ahead and stand, take my feet off the bed and stand on the floor and recite Rokar Tzalamayim. I can't say Osli Kotzaki when I put on my shoes if I don't know the koach of the Yadayim Raglayim to tie my shoes. So I don't need koach. If it's simply a reference to physical strength, then that should be in the beginning of the list. Not only that, and this is a shayla the Gra and others deal with, this bracha is a pella. It's not mentioned anywhere in Chazal. That's interesting that we even recite with Shema Malchus. It's a big deal. Because Baruch Shev Tovani Me'yon Shel Shoseh. We know our minig is, we recite the bracha, we had a bar mitzvah shul, it's Pashavish. We hold like the, we don't say the bracha Shem Malchus. It's a big machlokas. Gra, and Kitzah Shulchan Aruch, Rabbeinu Tzam Shev Yashar. And what is the machlokas predicated upon? Baruch Shev Tovani Me'yon Shel Shoseh is not a bracha that appears anywhere in Shas. It only appears in the Medrash Rav at the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Amar Lazar, until Ad Yud Gimel Shona, father is mechuyev to be matapo b'mno, to be mechadah b'mno. When his son gets age of 13, then he recites Baruch Shev Torani Me'yon Shel Shoseh. So big machlokes Rishonim and Achronim. Do you recite the Baruch Hashem Malchus? It doesn't appear anywhere in Bavli Yerushalmi. It only appears in the Medrash. So do you recite a Baruch Hashem Malchus on a bracha that only appears in Medroshi Chazal? That's a big din. We hold like the Ramah Savi Baruch Zahakel. So the father says it without Shema Malchus. It's interesting that this is yet another exception, and because this bracha doesn't appear anywhere. I write with Shimon Schwab, and this bracha is not found in the Gemara at all. It originated with Rabbanon Savarai, who edited the Gemara and sometimes added some material to the Gemara. And you could speak to Rabbi Ari Bergman all about this, who was giving fantastic shiurim on this topic. And a lot of things which were added later on, after the Amoraim lived, they inserted other things into Shas. And it was added during the period between the Amoraim and the Gaon. The simple meaning of this bracha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu replenishes a person's strength, a person feels refreshed, but then it's in the wrong place on the the list. It should be right at the beginning. So what's going on? We already acknowledged that we're awake and we have the strength. The answer all comes down to the fact that it's not ayef, tired. It's yaif. How do we know what yaif means? We have to go to Tanakh. Let's go to Yeshaya, Perek Mem, Pasuk Chav Tes. Hashem is nosin la yaif koach, ulein onim atzma yarbe. Hashem gives strength to the weary and grants abundant might to the powerless. Nosin la yaif koach. Clearly that's the source. Yeshaya 40:29. Hanosin la yaif koach came from where? These are abundance of right. Clearly we're basing it on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. So let's go to Yeshaya. What's going on in that context in Yeshaya 40:29? According to the context there, the word ya'if means exhausted and worn out. All the Mefarshim, including the Targum and the Radak, explain that this pasuk refers to Klal Yisrael, who are completely exhausted from the gullus, which they have had to endure for so long. Simple tiredness is ya'if. A yaif, we switch around the letters, it's a metaphorical tiredness, it's sheer exhaustion, mental and emotional exhaustion, especially after a long, harsh, and bitter exile, and that's the context. So writes Rav Schwab, the Rabbanan Savrai, who authored this bracha, first saw that the coming of Mashiach was not imminent at that time, and the Golus is going to be prolonged. They therefore wanted the Jewish people, and that's why it's not in the Gemara, because they didn't need it. Rabbanan Savrai are coming after the Amoraim, they're looking and saying, you know what? They saw it's going to be a long gullus. They wanted the Jewish people to express the thought that, well, we must face a hostile world. And that the Rabbanu Chacham Chazal, they didn't need this bracha. They knew already how to strengthen themselves. But Yeridus Adoros, Rabbanu Tzavrai, say, you know what? We need an extra special bracha to give Klai Yisrael the strength. We're going to face a hostile world seemingly with no one in sight. So we thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us the strength to live with it and tolerate as a nation. So while the simple meaning of this bracha certainly does refer to the feeling of refreshment upon awakening, its deeper meaning is the acknowledgement that our Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us, the Jewish nation, the special strength to endure our long and often bitter gullus. We thus understand why this bracha was placed together with the others, which refer specifically to Klal Yisrael. How gishmak. If it's simple, a simple reference to the physical refreshment and rejuvenation of our kochas aguf, then what's it doing at the end? Teretz is, we can only mention it, and they only inserted it, the Rabbanan Savarai, after Ozdi Yisrael Bigvura, after Ote Yisrael B'Safara. Now you're highlighting that we were given gifts that make us unique, how we're in the long, harsh, and bitter exile. We don't need Ayefim. The Goyim also Ayefim when they get up in the morning. Goyim also have difficulty getting out of bed. No, this is La Yayef. This is Shir Exhaustion, our Golas Miyuchat to Yisrael, piggybacking on Brochus Miuchonis to Klai Yisrael, Hashem gives us the strength to go through this Golos, and now we're done. We talked about the Golos, and now we're ready to start our day. One more Brocha we still need. And what is that? Brocha to Hashem l'kin macholam, hamav hirshena ma'ina yishnu ma'yav by Hashem removes sleep from our eyes, and dozing off from our eyelids. Of course, the obvious diuk. Why is Shena connected to Enai? Why is Tenuma connected to apple pie? Why do I even need both? Writes the Gram Mishlei. Shena is asleep. A person goes to sleep. That's his stalkus hamachshavas. That's siluk hadas. You go to sleep. That's it. You might be dreaming. But in the end of the day, your machshava is not working. In fact, scientists have even shown that people with higher IQs actually have more dreams. Again, that's the brain. The brain is mamish working. But your active machshava is not there anymore. Ashena is Hameinai, that's a deeper sleep. Tardema is a very deep sleep. But that's Shena. What is Tnuma? Sunu is Nayim. David was Mesnamnim Kisus. As someone who dozes off. He never really sleeps. Many fish, as we mentioned in the past, David Feldman on page 442 of Lights and Ponderables, many fish don't have any eyelids. Many fish never stop swimming. Richard Ellis in his Encyclopedia of the Sea writes that a tuna fish swims on average at a pace of 15 miles an hour in its life. It ends up swimming over 1 million miles. If a tuna stops swimming, it will die. It never really goes to sleep. Many fish, the pelagic oceanic fish, the farther away you are from land, they don't have any eyelids. In fact, that's why the Elf HaMogen says, why is there minig medavka to eat fish in Rosh Hashanah? Because fish never sleep. They just space out. They're never fully asleep. They always got to be on guard. Even dolphins sleep with one eye open. They're mamish, always on guard. Dolphins are mammals, of course, but creatures in the water, the oceanic fish, especially tuna and the like, there are no eyelids, they're never sleeping. Right? Eat fish in Rosh Hashanah, white to be more of the Racham Yeshemayim. Havashem, who is he near Loyana, below Yishan, show me Yisrael. God never sleeps. Eat the fish, which never sleep, they just doze off, they just space out. Eat the fish, and be more of the Racham. That's, of course, one comedian once quipped, you know why New York is a city that never sleeps? Because they got a Starbucks in every corner. The fish, they don't need the coffee, they don't need the caffeine. They never sleep, they're just spacing out, they're just dozing off. So that's a tenuma, and that's afapai. Notice what? When you're dozing, you don't have silik adas. I'm a first I'm saying, if somebody calls your name, sachem daf kuf chofam and beis, what's the difference between someone who is in a state of naim, and naim is, if somebody calls out your name, if you're sleeping, you got to be woken up. If you're dozing, somebody calls your name, and that wakes you up. So what is it? Your eyelids are closed, but you're not really asleep. And your brain is not, you're listening in one ear, you're listening a little bit, and that is tenuma afapai. The eyelids are afapai. Why, by the way, Rafer says, you know why the eyelids are called afapai? Afapai is loshem la'uf, to fly. To fly, flapping. The eyelids are always flapping, always going up and down. They're always flying all over the place. The eyelids are up and down. Now, Rav Hirsch, that's afapai. My afapai are always la'uf, are always flying. So writes the Gra. And when you get up in the morning, what happens first? You recognize, because we want to thank Hashem for Kol Prat HaPrat. First we thank Hashem, and we know what happens when we get up in the morning. First you get up, you got to get out of that deep slumber. You got to get out of the sleep. First is Hashem is Maver Shena Ma'enai. First he takes away the deep sleep from my eyes, and now he starts bringing back the Malshava. But you're not ready yet to fully open your eyes. You're not ready yet to start your day to get out of bed. You're not jumping out of bed. Gradually, Hashem does what? Tznuma Me'afapai. He does it in stages. And that's exactly how we wake up in the morning. When we wake up, oh, your eyes are still open and shut. You're half awake, half asleep. Hashem first takes away the Shena, and then we thank him separately, that he then takes the tenuma, the doziness, he takes it away from our eyelids. We can now open up our eyelids and then do what? Writes the Magid Tzedek. And he's adding on the Gra, he's a Talmud of the Gra, but it's very geschmack. Because as the Magid Tzedek, you know why we have to thank Hashem for both? Because one is the Ein HaGashmi, and one is the Ein HaSichli. Amar Rashena Ma'enai, as now I have the Ein HaEda, I have the Ayin, and the Ein HaSichli. And now I can go ahead and really see, what do I have to do today? Add Tenu Me'afapai. Now I can open my physical eyes, because after all, you could think in your Machshava, even with your eyelids shut, but no, now Hashem gives us the ability to keep our eyelids open, and to walk now and open up our physical eyes as well, thinking for both the Ein HaGashmi and the Ein HaRuchani, the Ein HaSichli, and thus we break it down into two. And we go right away, Bruchas Mukh L'Chavetim, with this we'll close. He writes of Amenecha, Hashem Elokeinu Melkei V'Aseinu, Ashetag Leinu Mesor HaSecha. And now that we have all our Kelim, same way David HaMelech said, Ragalai Melichas Osi, if it's all about Ragalai Melichas Osi, I want Hashem to make what? To make my Hergel, that my Evorim are accustomed to going and doing the right thing. The Gra writes in the Zigeras HaGra, everything comes, all shilton is based on hergel. If you are margul yourself to do mitzvahs, mitzvah goras mitzvah. You margul yourself to do averus, misha over averus, shanabo, nasas lo keheter, agamor and yuma, moed katan v'chulei. That's all about hergel. The first thing is, okay Hashem, I got my kochas, I got my eyes, I got my feet, I got my yadayim, I got all my abilities, all my chushim. First bakosh is, I'm not done, that's why it's a smuch l'cherita. Don't stop and then make a separate bracha. Now that I acknowledged I have all these kelim, I have all these kushim and all these evarim, and now I can function in this world. Please, Hashem, let it be what? Let my evarim now be hurgal. I should always be running and going and engaged in Torah. I should be dovek, I should be cleaving and clinging steadfastly onto your mitzvahs, and then I'm not done. I don't want to just be connected to your Torah, Nakinu Mitzvah, At V'ina Lo L'Dei Chi. I'm a Lo L'Dei Aver of Avot. V'Lo L'Dei Nisayin, we ask Hashem, even though, yes, if Hashem brings us to Nisayin, give us the Koch Lamed Bo, give us the Nis, L'Hesnosis Bo, to get to Haim Adregis, but Avada, we ask, don't bring us the Dei Nisayin, don't bring us the Dei Bizayin, and the Atash L'Boni Yitzar, don't allow the Yitzar to control us. V'Achikinu Mi'adam Ro, Mi'chavro, all those objects and beings that can negatively influence us, get us away from the Sur Meral, V'davkinu B'Yitzar Tov, connect us, Davkinu B'Mitzvah Secho, now Davkinu B'Yitzar Tov, V'Umas, the Yitzar Haro, and Masim Tovim V'Chuli, V'Chov Es Yitzurin, the Mephoshim explain, and now we say what? First we add about Kasha. Hashem, if that doesn't work, I want to continue. V'Chov, that's Kfiyah, force. You know what, Hashem? If I don't utilize my Mechiru Chavshus appropriately, I ask you, V'Chov Es Yitzurin, L'Shtav Alach, make sure that I have, force me, force me to be subjugated and subservient to my Yetzer HaTov, that I have no choice but to be meshubed. And same way you gave us the Torah, b'derech kfiyah, writes the Maral, that it'll be ingrained in our core essence, that kofli makagigis, that it's a devar shahachruch, I don't want to ever part ways with the Torah. V'chum asetun Hashem, force me, osneinu ayyamachom l'chenu chesarachem aveinecha, aveinechom roeinu, because we're clearly addressing koreinu, we talked about tefillin, and it's also our perception klampi the world, v'sigmalenu chasodim tovim, Abrochat Hashem, Gomach Hashem Tovim, La'amo Yisrael, highlighting, it's Amo, it's Yisrael. Just one concluding thought. The Siach Yitzchak commentary in the Siddur HaGrah. Why? As this Tefillah Nisv Cholakan, and the end of the day, writes the Siach Yitzchak, HaKaholech Achar Aschola. Everything comes down to the Aschola. Everything comes down to the beginning. Mechilton Yisro Yitzchak say, Kol Aschola's Koshas. Why? Because the Yitzchak wants to get you in the beginning. The way you start your day, the way you start new beginnings, writes of Hunder, why was Noah bitten by the lion? He was a few minutes late. So what? Teretz is what? If you don't treat this lion well, it's going to manifest itself in the DNA of every subsequent lion. This lion is the first lion of every future lion in the history of lionhood in the world. You better treat this lion well. It comes down to the beginning. Writes the Siach Yitzchak, it all comes down to the way you start your day. If you're maschal aleches v'derech tova, azoholech maschazik my lamayla, v'chein lehipach chas v'sholom. Amela, when a person gets up in the morning, writes the Siach Yitzchak, this morning is the shorish kol ha'pulos, when you get up in the morning, so what do you want to do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, achas shebirachnu amar v'sheinu snuma, shem siluk hisyashin samach shavis, and when I'm removing the slumber of all my thought, and now I'm getting my thought process back. I'm starting to think now. I'm starting to use my brain for the first time this morning. This is the Parshas Drachim Adam. Now you're at a crossroads. Mm-hmm. What are you going to use those machshavas for? Which direction are you going to go in? Im the tov, im the hepechas shalom. Al kein anim bevakshim takef, and that's why it's a smuch lecheretzah. Because you're not done just to thank Hashem for X, Y, and Z without now saying, okay, so what am I going to do with it? You got to jump right into what? And that is the whole idea that the second I get up in the morning, what should I do? I should run right away to the Torah, run right away to the mitzvahs. That's why I'm going to be maruch. Yitzhar Tov versus Yitzharah. I got my Kalim this Aschola of the day, the beginning of the day. Which direction am I going in today? These are the thoughts that have to be underlying my thought process as I awaken in the morning. This is Berachas HaShachar. We get up in the morning at Ira Shachar. We have our Kalim. What are we going to do with them? What are we going to use them for? That's Berachas HaShachar. Yishkayach. Emet Hashem will continue with Kavanos next week. Have a good Tanakh and a great rest of the weekend. Mm.